T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin, Leroy, and Beast.
Do you mean Lightning McQueen?
Lightning McQueen.
Steve, this has a harmonica in it. What version is this?
It's the country version, no?
No.
Is this the Tom Cochran version?
Tom Cochran version, yeah.
That was the original back in the 90s.
We're live right now on the Ticket Miami Instagram if you guys want to check in with us. A lot of you getting questions. We've been giving advice. One guy asking us if him sleeping in his car instead of going to class is making him a bad person because he's not telling his wife. I don't think so, sir. Your wife should understand your sleep. You need naps. Not everybody's Jimmy Butler. And they can go out there and be on 2 hours sleep.
Chuck E. Cheese rat looks cool also.
It's improved, I'll say that. The old Chuck E. Cheese rat looked bum-ass as hell. And that's the facts. It really, really did. So, all right. Beast has been teasing this breaking news now for a little bit, which I don't know if it even makes it breaking news anymore. What do you have here, Beast?
So, should we play headlines first?
Yeah, sure.
Hit the headlines. This is the top headline of the day.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Leroy, this one is for you. It is breaking news, but it's good news for you, but bad news potentially for the show.
Okay.
Four words. They will delight you like never before.
Just get to it, man.
The McRib is back!
Wait, don't try to tell me Leroy's going to be happy. You know you tickled his side. Look at this smile.
I've never had one.
Oh, yeah, all right.
I've never had a McRib.
That's about to change, baby.
Yeah, because growing up in Boston, they didn't carry the McRib. They did have McDonald's with pizza for a while, but that was a whole different story. Here's the caveat though. The nearest McRib, if we're gonna do like a show McRib thing, is about 2 hours away.
What?
There's no McRibs anywhere within the Tri-County area. The closest one is somewhere near Fort Myers. Orlando's got plenty of them. Nothing in the southeast coast of Florida. There are no McRibs.
That doesn't seem to make sense.
McDonald's does have a page you can go to where you can type in your zip code find the nearest McRib.
It's got a McRib finder?
It does. McDonald's is a McRib finder.
There's no McDonald's on every corner.
They don't carry them down here.
Hey, I'm going to tell the listeners right now on the Instagram, stop asking for the Peacock Posse call out. Enough.
Yeah!
Knock that off.
The Peacock Pirate Posse!
Knock that
off. Somebody said, Leroy, rodents of unusual size? I don't think they exist. You haven't seen a neutral rat.
Is a beaver a rodent?
No.
You sure? Are you positive?
Nice beaver.
Always got to make it weird, man.
Naked Gun!
Can't even have a conversation.
Naked Gun!
You are a child.
Naked Gun!
Really?
Naked Gun!
You are a child.
Wait. But
what about the woodchuck?
Why do you do this?
Hedgehog?
There's that rat.
Why are all the other stations getting jerseys?
They didn't bring us jerseys?
No. The FM stations are getting jerseys because they're big sports fans.
That doesn't make sense.
Like Spanish has his own jersey.
He has his own jersey.
What? I don't want a Panthers
jersey. June Knight got her own jersey. Ty got her own jersey.
Listen, I don't want a Panthers jersey. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I got an official University of Miami hockey jersey, and that is badass.
It's a club team.
Who cares? It's badass. How many University of Miami hockey jerseys are out there?
Not many.
It's pretty badass. I might wear that Tuesday night. Think about going to Panthers. I don't know if I'm going to open tonight, but I'm thinking next Tuesday, Carolina. Hurricanes, you guys down?
Yeah, sure.
You want to go, boys?
Yeah.
Might bring a little ice. That's Sophia Tobin, biggest Panthers fan on the planet.
Little ice?
Yep.
Can we sit in that Club Red?
I like to be amongst the people.
I like the Club Red because you can roam around.
And, really?
Yeah. and get some beverages.
You got kids, man. They got to plan it and go.
Lots of beverages in Club Road.
What do you got? What do you got for headlines?
Oh,
man?
For the actual sports, not the McRib.
Yep,
got it. We've got the Cats lost last night, but that's okay. We're moving on. The home opener Saturday night, tomorrow night, BB&T Center against the Lightning. You can hear it here on AM 790, The Ticket.
You know what,
physicality, they play rather quickly, don't they? They play like
it's like lightning.
It's basketball, basically on ice.
It's scary. It's scarier than
I know, but look how often they play.
They're on blades,
right?
It really is ridiculous. They play 2-3-minute shifts, and it's ridiculous of what that does to their bodies. The Seahawks beat the Rams last night 30-29. Rams missed a last-second field goal. The NLDS was last night. Cardinals, they beat the Braves 7-6, thank God. Dodgers beat the Nats 6-0.
Let me tell you something, Braves Twitter. I'll tell you right now.
Here we go.
If you bums choke this away again, I'm going to be insufferable to you bastards, because all season long you guys have been coming up in my mentions. This is the year. Stop with your Marlins nonsense. You're a bum franchise, still with more rings than your ass, because you guys every year win this division and do horse bleep with it.
By the way, the Braves, those Braves bros are the first ones to point out, you guys don't have everybody in your stadium. Well, I'm watching that game yesterday.
Low energy.
It was a snooze fest.
Low energy.
Or playoff game.
Because
I was falling asleep.
You know why? Because they're a bunch of losers who their best player is somebody they don't even want because he doesn't hustle. And we know the Braves love hustle more than anything. And so what do? You're a conflicted fan. You can't come at it. How do you do it? It's a battle amongst yourself internally, Leroy. How do they cope? I'm sending out fair warning to the Atlanta Braves.
I sent out the text when the score was 4-1, and then it was 4-3. I'm like, uh-oh, this has the making.
Robbie, get the minus one ready. Another person wants to know, can we get Peacock Posse jerseys? That's a minus.
Peacock. Yeah.
Somebody also asked, don't you guys have a rodent who hosts nights on 790 The Ticket?
That's a
point.
Point for Texter.
This just in.
All right.
Sources at The Athletic, or sources tell The Athletic, the Spurs and DeMar DeRozan discussing a contract extension.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, they love the mid-range jumper guys.
It's got to be a lot less than what he makes now, though, right?
I would guess.
He makes a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
He makes a lot of money. I wonder how DeMar DeRozan takes that last year. You know, your franchise that they dumped you, and then Kawhi Leonard just swooped in for a year, won a championship, then up and dipped.
Peace.
See ya. And whatever, they're in their honeymoon state. Hey, look, that was what it was for. That was bringing the best guy, win your championship. It rarely works, and they did it. So cool for them. Cool for them.
But they're the only people that have their star leave too after a year. Everyone else stayed. Well, except George forced a trade a couple years later. But
you knew what you were getting into.
Yeah, it was a deal with the devil.
I mean, just be glad first of all that he didn't like a lot of guys would do and demand out then.
Yeah, people thought he wasn't
right.
Gonna
he wasn't
going to
even show up.
He showed up, won a championship, and
it's like a grown-ass Woody Woodpecker.
Let's go over the college football slate if we can. Miami Hurricanes tomorrow taking the field against Virginia Tech.
I will watch that game.
Robbie thinks they might lose. 3:30 kickoff. You can hear the pregame show 11:30 on 5-6 of the Joe.
Okay.
FIU, in case you're looking for that game, FIU UMass is on 104.3 HD2 tomorrow night at 6:30. 104.3 HD2. We also have the big game of the day against number 7 Auburn at number 11 Florida. That's a 3:30 kick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's number 18 UCF at Cincinnati, which you can watch with Amber at Lefties and Coral Springs.
UCF Cincinnati.
Oh,
tonight.
That's tonight. I meant, what's the night game tomorrow?
You got Georgia Tennessee.
Ohio
State, Michigan State.
That's right.
You got Oregon, Cal. If you want to scout Justin Herbert and
how
watch
Michigan State and Ohio State hate each other that much?
Who do Michigan fans root for in that game?
Are they both equally have a spiritual...
Who do Michigan fans root for in the Ohio State-Michigan State?
Oh, obviously.
Anybody who's not Ohio State? like you know when people say, yeah, when you root for the Big Ten, when they play against other teams, if you're not in it, do you root for the Big Ten? I say, yeah, I root for all the other teams except for Ohio State.
If the horseshoe was set on fire, Michigan fans would just look back and be like, that's a shame. That's tough.
Yeah. So just imagine, though, I had it twice as bad because I played 5 years in Ohio.
Yeah, but they loved you.
Yeah,
remember, didn't you
that's
have to,
because we was beating that ass.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Right.
You said, so
then the tide has turned.
So you said it would be different if you got your ass.
Oh!
You feel like it would have been different?
Oh, you're...
Didn't you get into a sports radio thing over there because of Braylon Edwards' belly aching?
They always call. They called me last year when Julius Peppers said the same thing.
Jabril Peppers.
He said, hey, they don't like me because I went to Michigan. No. You're not playing well. Like, I mean, it got to a point where the wide receiver was batting balls all over the place.
It doesn't affect me with my team. Like, my favorite player, I mean, like, Jalen Ramsey, Calais Campbell's my favorite player on the Jaguars, but I love Jalen Ramsey.
Right.
Doesn't affect me.
And the Udonis, notorious
now,
Gator.
Now, the Gators, who the Jaguars have drafted, have been horrible disappointments.
Except for Jalen Ramsey.
He's Seminole.
He's a Seminole. He went to, okay.
The Gator, Derek Harvey.
Who's
Reggie Nelson. Dante Fowler was okay.
He had a nice spin move yesterday. In that game.
He's super talented, but that Jaguars defense got too expensive.
Can we look this up? Sources say. I don't know who sources is.
Fred Taylor.
Be lucky, guys.
The Miami Heat and the Oklahoma City Thunder have agreed to a trade that sends CP3 to Miami for James Johnson.
There's no way. That trade doesn't work.
It doesn't even work. Like, James Johnson makes a quarter of what CP3 makes.
Just found some other stuff. No? Am I just reading?
You went with a text and you just rolled with it. That guy.
I'm just reading text.
Can I tell you what that guy's doing? He's texting it into existence. That's what he's trying to do.
Uh-oh. Who does Robbie have in a big Air Force versus Navy game?
Oh, the Commander-in-Chief.
Oh,
one leg of the trophy.
Oh my god!
Pretty wild. No, that's I don't see anything about that.
Yeah, there's nothing on the Twitter machine about that.
We're definitely. I'm working on the Peacock Posse shirts.
No,
I'm getting
the
design.
Is it Peacock Posse or Peacock Pirate Posse?
Peacock Pirate Posse.
Yeah,
is that what we're gonna go with? PPP.
Yeah,
hats. PPP.
I'm not going with anything.
I say PPP. Yeah,
you
know
PPP. Yeah, you know me.
Minus one. I don't like this.
Oh no, I'm gonna go make that song.
What?
I don't like this.
I'm gonna make that song.
What?
No,
you're not gonna make a song.
PPP. How can you explain it?
I want all of you
-1.
You can go to hell.
No.
Hey, we gonna go. Soon as you see that big giant PPP on a hat.
If anybody, first of all, I don't even understand what it
means. It doesn't matter whether you understand it or not.
I don't even understand what
you
it means.
You are Peacock Pirate.
I don't even understand what it means.
Just like the little kids from Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
I don't know what it means, but I love it.
Yeah. Chip. We could interview that guy today.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Can interview that guy today. You didn't want to.
Where are those kids? Let's go where are they now?
One
before.
Of them made like one other movie. The other one did nothing.
I'm going to guess they're nowhere.
Anarchy! That's how I feel running through this building sometimes.
Pretty much. I hope tomorrow. I really do want the Canes to get on right tomorrow, though, man. I don't want... You know why? Because I don't want everybody feeling like you guys are a bunch of haters. I'd like to come in and celebrate on Monday.
But look,
celebrate a win.
Swaggering nipples.
I comment on Miami... But at the same time, if there anybody that says be patient, it's me. So to call me a hater when I'm one of the few people that say, listen, man, the guy's been a head coach for a month and a half. You don't just pick it up and you're not perfect overnight. There's a lot of things you have to learn, especially when you got to figure out what players can do what. And both coaches down here have a bunch of players basically they just met. So... Like, give it a little bit of time.
Well, I think Manny Diaz waived his right to time when he's on the boat.
And keep in mind, why do I feel like this? I was on a team where a city had no patience, and look now.
Are we going to do the Belichick thing again?
Why wouldn't I feel that way? You need to know the history of why I say be patient.
So, you know what? Because a lot of coaches that they weren't patient with, those coaches turned out to be bums.
I'm talking about more than 6 weeks, Tobin.
I'm not telling the fuck. I'm not the one with the short list. It's him.
He's been here for more than 6 weeks. I'm just saying.
Wow.
He was on the team for the past 3 or 4 years as a defensive coordinator.
He's not coaching D offense. He's not making coaching decisions. Holy smokes.
But
you lost all credibility.
His
with
unit
that
commits
one.
A lot of penalties, even during the turnover 10 years.
You think he cares about that?
No. Hey, by the way, he's not even a defensive coordinator.
Well, no, he's not. He outsourced it to Blake Baker.
Outsourced. Speaking of outsourcing.
Is he outsourcing with puppet strings?
Speaking of outsourcing.
What?
Yeah, I know what that's like.
Where's your check?
Mumbai.
Hey, this is Philadelphia.
Yeah.
No, it's not in Philadelphia. Nowhere near.
No, it's not.
No, but the phone call shows up as Philadelphia, and then the guy talks. I'm like, sir.
Sir.
Okay, really?
Let's be real about this.
It's Edward.
No, he says, I am Edward. I'm like, really?
Heat camp rolls on. 15 minutes of heat's coming up next. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you. It's a Football Friday, which is brought to you by Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap in your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Please drink responsibly. Though it is a Football Friday, it is time to get to some 15 minutes of heat. Want to remind you guys, if you guys want a cool way to help out, go on to the Red, White, and Pink scrimmage this Sunday, 4 o'clock at the American Airlines Arena, which is the opening tip for our Heat Help Cure campaign. That's coming up in November, Beast, the Radiothon.
Yep, we will have the dribble drive and the Radiothon coming up in November, where we do a good job of raising some much-needed funds for the Miami Cancer Institute.
Right, so if you guys want a great way to help find a cure for cancer with the Miami Cancer Institute, go check out the Red, White, and Pink scrimmage this Sunday, 4 o'clock. Proceeds benefit cancer research and discovery at the Miami Cancer Institute. Join us in our quest to build a world without cancer. Visit HeatHelpCure.org to learn more. The Heat continue practice today. I think they practice at 10, I think is what I saw from the media Twitter account as they continue to roll on there. Big news as far as the Heat are concerned is Joel Embiid is telling you that he is sad. Jimmy Butler is gone. This was The Jump. Rachel Nichols, perhaps you heard of her.
Yep.
She hosts their show and interviewed Joel Embiid, and this is what he had to say.
You got Josh Richardson. You did lose Jimmy Butler. You lost J.J. Redick. Jimmy Butler in particular, it seemed like you guys got pretty close by the end of the playoffs. What kind of loss is it for you personally just not to have him around with you?
It was a big loss because me and him, we got to the point where we were really close. We're still close. We talk a lot, and that's my guy. That's my brother forever. I wish he was on the team because I feel like the relationship that I built with him could have gone a long way. Jimmy, you know, when it was the fourth quarter, we knew the ball was gonna be in either me or Jimmy's hand, and I knew that I could count on him too. This year, he kind of changes a lot. Now, other guys got to step up, and I got to do more.
Ah, tough break, though, right? Because he's not your guy. He's Bam's guy now. So, sorry. Sorry, Joel. Why what?
Why do you do that?
Why do I do what?
You know what.
Is he his guy? Is he?
He could still be his guy and be on another team.
Okay, let me ask you something.
D-Wade was LeBron's guy.
Uh-uh. Who they won championships together.
Before that.
So what you're saying is Joel Embiid's going to come to the Heat is what you're saying.
Huh?
So you're saying Joel Embiid's going to come to the Heat. Are you breaking that news?
No. I'm not breaking that news.
Good.
I would say, let me tell you, if there was any chance, you know how Pat Riley loves the big man.
He loves Bam.
Hmm?
He loves Bam. He doesn't love Joel Embiid.
Bam would be a 3 or 4.
All right.
A 4.
There's another clip of Joel Embiid with Rachel Nichols. Would you guys like to hear it?
Sounds like a monster.
What are you doing?
It sounds like a monster.
Why are you making fun of a guy?
I'm not making fun of him. He sounds like a monster.
We don't make fun of
if
Joel.
If I played him to a little kid, he'd be like, oh, look.
Yeah, let's not make fun of Joel Embiid. Here's more of Joel Embiid with Rachel Nichols.
Leroy is on the floor.
And then Rachel had to come up with her thumb. Wipe the tears from his eyes.
Oh, please stop, Joel.
I don't think nobody would. If you start crying like that, nobody's wiping tears. I'm thinking, really? Really, Joel?
Joel?
Really?
She's like, you want a tissue, man? Take it, relax. I didn't have the question there. Here, let me reenact the question for Rachel Nichols. That being said, Joel, you do have Ben Simmons, who's developing his jump shot for the end of games.
By the way, as far as acting and crying,
yeah, you're right. It's beautiful.
No, that was. Exactly.
It's one of the touching scenes in cinematic history.
But wait, name another person in acting history that cried
I never count that loss to Clubber Lang in his record because that was horrifying to think about during the fight. And then
really?
He had to go watch his manager die. He wasn't in the right state of mind for that fight. That's what Apollo said. Apollo said, you lost that fight for all the wrong reasons, Rock. And then he won.
And then the next movie, Apollo.
Well, he died.
Yeah.
He died.
The Russian.
He died?
Yeah, he died. He died to Drago.
No, I know he died.
If he dies, he dies.
Living in America.
I love it. So good.
Ah!
I got Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is Friday music.
Yeah, it is.
I could never tell if Jane Browns was a ugly dude or a pretty woman. Then I realized he was ugly at both. Come on. Really?
James Brown?
Was not a looker.
No.
You know what?
Excellent performer.
Amazing performer.
Not a looker.
You know what this music is?
What?
This is 3 a.m. Jimmy Butler working out music. That's how he wakes up in the morning.
This is wake up call.
Yeah. He's like, ready? Just wash that ass. He's ready to go. Go to the gym.
He ain't taking no shower at 3:30.
It's Bam. Bam's there working out.
Sounds like he's very big into the making sure he's clean in those areas kind of thing.
Listen. Bam, Myers Leonard's working out with him.
Listen.
Why does he sound like Aaron Rodgers? He does, doesn't he?
His people. I gotta tell you, that clip of him with the shotgunning stuff. People love that clip. People love Myers Leonard.
Wife.
What?
His wife loves the clip.
His wife loves the clip.
Minus one.
People are challenging. I don't know. Is this a thing? Pat.
Why are you giving me a minus one?
Make it weird.
Riley would trade Bam for MB.
His wife retweeted it.
His wife retweeted.
Your delivery was very weird.
Jeez, I can't do anything around here.
You could do it, just not
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, you can. How about filling these holes we have next to our mics?
That's not my job.
It's funny. It's funny. There's a lot of people in this building taking credit for stuff they had nothing to do with, but when it's time to actually do something, nobody wants to take responsibility that way.
Listen.
Texter writes.
That's right.
So you're going to read the text that says Briley would trade Bam for Embiid in a heartbeat?
Yep. I did. I read it.
Nah.
Really?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
I will tell you this.
The salary's got to work.
I will tell you this. That at some point, all the trash that you're talking right now, let's remember all this, Robbie, because you know
I like this
when
team,
trade
man.
Discussions come up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I'm tired of you guys holding over my head. When I talk about trade discussions on the radio, okay? We have a 4-hour radio show every week. Things must be discussed.
Every day. Every week.
Whatever. Things must be discussed.
Here you go. Let me show you how you get around stuff. you once said we dodged the Jimmy Butler bullet.
No. And I'm tired of you misquoting me. That's not what I said.
Yeah, you did.
I said we may have dodged the bullet.
I think you said we might have dodged.
Clearly we did not. What was happening was the bullet was like a boomerang. And it came right to my heart, and now I'm in love with Jimmy Buckets.
You didn't dodge a bullet if it came to your heart.
No, but we didn't dodge a bullet. I said the bullet was like a boomerang, because I said we may have dodged a bullet. It curved. Magic bullet, like JFK.
No, he does that in the cartoons.
No, it does that in that movie with Angelina Jolie.
Wanted.
Wanted.
I didn't see that.
Right. Or Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Cartoon bullets?
I just said that.
He literally just said that.
You still have a problem?
Yes.
Listen, I'm
30
ounces.
Can you bury 39 free throws in
a row? Hey, by the way, that beer is like the size of a garbage can.
It's really big.
And it's horrible. You guys like beer. I don't like beer, so it's not
hard. It's actually really tasty.
It's really tasty.
It's really tasty. It's
really tasty. By the way, hey, do you guys notice how like Sean Thornton's like, he looks like he's ready for a fight right now.
Oh, that's what I said. Right. Like, yeah.
He's ready to go.
He is not to be trifled with.
You think he'd fight that mascot?
Victor E. Rat?
Yeah, if like Victor E. Rat got out of line.
Oh, he'd take him out with one punch. No problem.
No problem.
I mean, first of all, they made Victor E. a happy rat, right?
Yeah.
Like, so kids get the wrong impression of a rat. That's why I have a squirrel in my house right now, because my daughter thinks rodents are cute.
Squirrel's not a rodent.
Are you getting tired of the rodent?
All he does is sleep. Because he's like, we're nursing him back to health.
Texter writes in, I'd rather have Bam. Embiid always hurt and not good enough at his price to win championships. Bam would have an easier time sacrificing for a championship team. I agree, Texter.
There's a lot of stuff.
How can you have a guy that reacts like that winning a championship?
Here's, I would say this.
Chris Bosh did not allow someone to windshield wipe his tears. He did it like a man and cried into the carpet of the American Airlines arena.
He basically flopped on the ground like a dead fish.
No.
How dare you criticize the great Chris Bosh?
Chris Bosh, let me explain something. Cried like a man. You know what
You know what the problem is with you young people today?
What's that?
Everybody tries to take criticism or making fun of and make it to mean you don't like somebody.
I didn't
see, right?
Yeah. Well, like, we're so shell-shocked for your UD takes that one never knows.
I tell people all the time, I cannot like you with how you acted in a situation. Still don't mean you're not my boy. Still don't mean you're not my friend. You know, I have to tell my kids, don't confuse my anger with me not loving you. One has nothing to do with the other. I could be mad at you for something that happens.
Yeah, but I love Bam. I don't love Joel Embiid. He's Kemp Jordan.
You keep digging that hole deeper and deeper.
What are you talking about? Digging holes.
I can't wait till Joel Embiid is on the team.
We should carry a spatula on the door right there.
What do you guys think? So let me get this
so
straight.
When you change your mind, we could just go ahead, turn
hold on,
it.
Hold on. So in this scenario, you guys.
Leroy doesn't like beer because he has an infant palate.
That's just a funny thing to say. Right. So let me get this straight. In this
infants don't drink beer?
Mine did.
Oh, I remember when I was a kid, my grandfather used to drink a ton, right?
Yeah.
But he used to drink like vodka, and he just put a drop of water in it.
Right.
But don't get distracted.
One time my daughter got it.
But don't get distracted. So in this scenario, you think that Joel Embiid coming back to the Heat or coming to the Heat in a trade scenario, you think that I would
You
hate
can't
Joel
fancy
Embiid?
Up scenario.
I'm just asking you. So you think that I would look as a phony because Joel Embiid would come to the Heat and then I'd start rooting for him?
Yes.
No, what you would do is you would say something like, wanted him all the time. Wanted him all the time.
No. Yeah. What I would say is, this is the change that Joel Embiid needs for his career. Always was a step away of just getting in shape, and he needed this for his championship culture. Which may be true, but not for Bam. We're back after this. All right, this is the month I run the table, boys. It's enough bull bleep Three straight losses, three straight dartboard of doom throws. Enough of this. It is time to run the table for old Tobes. No more of this nonsense. Are you ready?
Sure.
For doom picks.
Gonna go 13-0, Tobin?
I predict a perfect month. First up.
Start by winning more than five.
Ravens at the Steelers. Steelers, 3.5-point underdogs at home. Handsome Mason Rudolph. Feel like everyone's a little fat and sassy off Lamar Jackson whooping that Dolphins ass. I am going to take the Steelers and the 3.5 points. Next up, the Browns at the 49ers. San Francisco, a 3.5-point favorite at home. Again, I am going with the more handsome quarterback, which is Jimmy Garoppolo. I will lay the 3.5. And finally, Jaguars at Panthers. Panthers, a 3.5-point favorite at home. I don't know what Kyle Allen looks like, so I don't know if he's handsome or not. But I know that he's not handsomer than Gardner Minshew. So I will take my Jacksonville Jaguars and the 3.5 points. Next up, Beast.
All right. We have the Bears. The Bears versus the Raiders in London, but it's a 1 p.m. game. Now, Chicago is a 6-point favorite. And I know it's across the pond. I know all sorts of things are messed up. I'm going to go with the Bears. I'm going with the Bears. I don't think it's a popular pick, but I'm going with the Bears.
You're going to get the old English dish over there, bangers and mac?
That's why you're a peacock pirate.
No.
Point for Toby!
Falcons at Texans. It's a 1 p.m. game on Sunday. Houston is a 5-point favorite, but I will take... I will go with Houston. I will go with the favorite in that game.
So they don't have a problem?
No, Houston does not have a problem.
All right, Beast.
Here's the sketchy
Beast
one.
Beast, clearly a Patriots fan, rooting for the Dolphins pick to be worse than ever.
Here is the sketchy one. Cardinals at Bengals.
Oof. Wait.
Both teams undefeated.
Say that game again.
Cardinals at Bengals.
Jesus.
Both teams undefeated. Now, I pulled it at Cincinnati as a 3-point favorite, right, Robbie?
That's correct. It's what you pulled it at. It's what the line is.
Yeah. I cannot trust the Bengals in any way, shape, or form. I will take the Cardinals.
So you're looking for... All right. Robbie, what do you got, my friend?
All right, my action doesn't start till 4 o'clock. Broncos at the Chargers. The Chargers are 6.5-point favorites at quote-unquote home in their soccer stadium, even though it would probably be mostly Denver Broncos fans. Broncos are 0-4, but they always play the Chargers well. They have the Chargers feeling themselves a little bit after pounding up on the Dolphins. I'm going to take Denver. I think they can win this game outright. I'll take the 6.5 points.
Yeah, beating the Dolphins will make you feel yourself. It really will. What's up next, Robbie?
Packers at Cowboys. Cowboys, 3.5-point favorites at home. The big 425 game on Fox. Devontae Adams is questionable. It doesn't look like he's going to play. However, Aaron Rodgers owns the Cowboys. Always in the playoffs. He's always making the big throws to beat the Cowboys at the end of the game. I'm taking the Packers on the 3.5 points.
All right.
Double dogs. And then finally, Sunday Night Football, Indianapolis Colts at the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs, 11-point favorites at home. And I know Tyreek Hill's been practicing all week, but I don't think he's going to play. Jacoby Brissett, pretty solid this year. I believe the only quarterback to throw for at least 2 touchdowns in every single game. You're getting 11 points. I'm going to take the Colts and the 11 points.
Really?
I think it's going to be a closer game.
That's interesting. All right. Leroy?
All right. All 1 o'clock games. I have the Buccaneers visiting the Saints. This is a tough one for me because the Bucs always play the Saints pretty good. I don't know what to make of Teddy Bridgewater. As soon as I said that.
No Fitzmagic this time, though.
As soon as I said that, he went out and had a monster game, and the Saints moved on, you know, like nothing happened. Got to go with the Saints. They're playing at home. That crowd is unbelievable.
Especially for our guy, Elishaw Archibald Manning.
Elijah?
Yeah, whatever.
I also have 1 o'clock game, the Patriots at the Redskins. 1 o'clock on Monday. Patriots are 15.5 points.
1 o'clock on Monday?
1 o'clock on Sunday. They could be 25. I'm taking the Patriots.
I'm kind of surprised. Like, so they're saying, Vegas is saying that the Redskins are, what did the Dolphins end up at? Like a 20,
21 and a half.
Well, you're saying that the Redskins are six points better than the Dolphins Redskins? At home?
Yeah.
All right.
Colt McCoy might be the quarterback.
I'm curious to see what that line is for the Dolphins and Redskins. Is there a line out for that game?
We already have it.
Zero.
No, they'll wait till after the Patriots game to. But the early line before the season was the Dolphins are favored. But obviously that's not going to happen.
No way. I can't. Not if you're going same for same. Like I say, the Redskins are better.
Redskins minus six.
Then the Redskins would be minus six if we're going by this whole situation.
All right. What else? What's your final pick, Leroy?
I have the Jets at the Eagles. 1 o'clock on Sunday. I don't think Sam Darnold's playing, correct?
No.
He's still getting his spleen tested.
Yeah. You got to make sure the swelling is not there.
Because Adam Gase is going to have a problem.
Do you think Adam Gase will fudge the numbers on the spleen results just so he can play?
No.
No.
Because he has no say-so in it.
Because if Sam Darnold dies,
will Adam Gase Adam Gase break into the lab and change the numbers?
Once it becomes medical,
he'll swap out test tubes?
Yeah, I think he would.
How do you. Don't you just take an X-ray of it?
Yes.
So what are you talking about?
He'll bring a bogus X-ray from a...
No, it's an ultrasound, you boob.
He put in an ultrasound. He'd change the wiring so like it was a feed of a good spleen. Yep.
Oh, it's been done before. It happens all the time.
Oh, my God.
You guys don't know conspiracies.
Anyway. Philadelphia's favored by 13.5.
That's steep.
And I got to tell you, the Jets suck, but they always keep it close. I'm going to take the Jets.
Oof. Bad mistake by you.
You think?
What do I know? I was 5-whatever this year.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Are all rats' tails pink?
Well, obviously. What are you talking about, dude?
Just asking.
Maybe that's the girl, and the boy has a dark tail.
I don't think it. I think Victor E. Victor would be a male rat.
There's no Victoria rat?
Well, you remember Billy the Marlin used to have a mama.
No. I mean, a lot of the mascots. Doesn't Bernie have a wife and kids?
He loves Bernie. So what are you talking about?
You got Alberta, the gator?
You don't think Bernie's a loving father?
Bernie is a loving father.
Yeah. He's got the little flames that come out there.
Got to tell you.
Well, that's what Bernie is.
Is what?
He's a flame with a basketball nose.
That's what he is.
Where are you going?
I gotta tell you.
You're getting upset with me for reciting facts?
I gotta tell you.
What do you think he is?
I'm gonna say this.
What did you think
he was? We're getting suspended again.
I'm gonna say this.
You thought he was a bird?
I'm gonna just say this. Today wasn't some of our best work.
Don't look at us. Look at him. The peacock pirate was pirating.
You know the best part was.
you know what I think?
What?
I think today was some of our best work, quite frankly. I usually have a better pulse of this stuff than you guys do. Knock it off, Joel.
Come on, what's wrong, Joel? Oh my goodness.
Man, crazy. All right, so everybody got their wings, right? Because you don't want Jethro coming in here.
Yeah, correct.
We got, and we're getting Peacock Pirate.
Yeah, this guy's going to make them for us. I'm going to have Wass design it. We're going to be good to go.
Okay, yeah. You're not going to have it designed because I don't want it.
You have no say in the matter.
I don't
give consent of my image and likeness being used.
We're not using
your image or likeness.
Look, we're making shirts.
It's just going to happen.
We're not going to even have your name on it.
No, don't pull the thing that the last host did, which is cry for like 3 hours because we had t-shirts made.
But
why do you guys refuse to say his name? It was three years ago.
Hey, but everybody will know. It's been longer than that, hasn't it?
Well, I don't know.
It's been like three years now.
3 years. It's like 2016.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it back for your reunion show.
We have that scripted.
Jeez. Wow.
Amber and Brian Monroe are next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.